It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man. Good man in the community. Sup, ha! Tell him your name sent you.
A3.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe. I digress. And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of that dogger. This up, please. I'll make it enough. Sup, ha!
And tell him your
it's
name sent you. Sent
you. Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast.
Welcome to That Podcast, episode 58. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell me what time it is.
You want to let the people know?
Yeah. So up front, an apology by myself. First off, the way we record this normally, we're here in Studio B today. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hello. Good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you, too. We normally do this via a online app or service, I should say. That's not Skype, but I need a mixer for it. I'm not going to get into why I need a mixer for it, but I need a mixer for it. My mixer broke because it's a Behringer piece of shit. So it's only a matter of time. We have a Behringer one here. It's only a matter of time before this breaks.
And it gets replaced.
Correct. I digress. So it broke. It just started. One day we started recording it and it went and then dead. So I thought, hey, I had to go to work anyway Saturday. I'll just do what I got to do and then I'll find a private place to record the podcast, right?
Right.
I still have the cough, by the way, of course. So, long story short, I work in a concrete bunker of a building, even though we're on the 23rd floor. And we have white noise generators in the main areas, right? That eliminates the echo. Yeah. There's no echo because there's just...
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they use white noise to cancel out any echo.
Interesting.
But those are not... in the private little, they're basically, that's right. They're in mini conference rooms kind of thing. And clearly, as you heard the last podcast, it sounded like I was talking from a submarine. So I want to apologize for that. That'll never happen again. A, I don't ever want to use Skype again. And B, I'm never going to do it from work again.
What I think is funny, as we were doing it, I felt like the Joe Paterno drop of, I'm having trouble hearing you.
I know.
I mean, I had to like lean in and go,
yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, it sucked. So I apologize for that. And we may touch on, that's right. We may touch on things that we talked about then so that you can actually understand what the fuck I'm saying. So yeah. So welcome to That Podcast episode 58. A lot to talk about today.
Yeah.
There's a ton.
You want to jump in with, free agency now that the crown jewel is off the board?
Yeah, so I think I'm 99% sure we talked about this last week, but Machado signed with the Padres.
Right.
As a Sox fan, not upset about it.
Padres.
Exactly. Padres. I'm the luckiest man. I'm not upset about it as a White Sox fan. Jerry's not stupid. He's not going to just sign somebody till they're 37 and pay him $35 million. It's not going to work. It's not what he does. So that's that.
Right.
They did the best that they could do as an organization. And it wasn't enough. Okay, fine, whatever. But then, Mr. Harper.
Yes.
Yesterday, officially, a couple days ago, unofficially, signs with the Phillies. 13 years. I want to say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $340 million.
Yeah.
If that sounds about right.
It does.
Yeah.
A lot of speculation was saying money's great. And this is kind of what we talked about last time with Manny.
Okay.
Signing in San Diego, he's close enough to LA that he could still get endorsements like that.
Yeah.
Signing in Philly for more money in a team that may not be ready to go immediately.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have taken a little less dough and gone to LA where... you would have that market right. money. Right. However, you were saying that he's already international.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where he
Bryce
is.
Harper is a brand.
Right.
He was
in Washington.
He was in Washington.
I mean, come on. Right. In that market.
Right. He's a brand. So that brand is just playing somewhere else. The brand is still the brand.
Right.
So he's going to wear number 3.
Okay.
He's not going to wear 34. 34 was Roy Halladay's number.
Ah.
And he's going to the Hall of Fame, which means the Phillies are probably going to retire him, retire his number.
But he's going in as a Blue Jay.
He's going
don't
in
you
as
imagine?
An empty hat. He's just going in.
What?
Yep. Yep. He's just going in.
When did that become an option?
I don't know, but he's just going in.
I mean, I remember, well, obviously everybody remembers the Wade Boggs debacle
right.
and the MLB saying, you know what? Fuck that. We'll tell you.
We'll
you're
tell
going
you.
In.
Right, right.
I mean, because Dave Winfield would have made so much more money going as a Yankee, but they made him go in as a Padre, didn't they?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, his best seasons were with the Yankees, but he had some great season with Toronto.
He did.
And with the Padres. I mean, it's tough to say.
Well, and the same with the Hawk.
Well, I'll tell you this. Harold Baines is going as a White Sox, Jay. That's right.
Is he? Not an Oriole?
No.
Okay.
No, not as an Oriole.
No, so... no, but Andre Dawson was saying that he wanted to go in as a Cub because it meant a lot more money to him.
Yeah, I mean, the Wade Boggs thing was... They said, you're going when you get in the Hall of Fame, you're going as a Ray. That's part of the deal.
Well, that's what he signed for.
Yeah, that's part of the contract.
Absolutely. And the MLB said 9.
Right in the monocle.
Right.
9.
So I didn't realize you could go in as an empty hat.
Apparently he's going in as a the training school. What am I thinking of? Fred McGriff.
Oh,
that's how Fred McGriff's going in.
Tom Emanski?
Yes, Tom Emanski. That's right.
Outstanding.
He's going as the Tom Emanski drill thing.
With the big foam
exactly
front.
That's way too big for his head.
Oh
yep, that's gonna happen.
Outstanding.
When that day comes and McGriff's in the Hall of Fame.
That's the best commercial. The second best was the Horace Grant explosiveness.
Yes, explosiveness.
Oh,
he's
so
on. And if you want more Horace Grant, and there's a lot
and
of
there's a lot more of
there's
him.
A lot more of Horace Grant to go around.
Yeah, man,
just watch a Bulls pre or post on Comcast or NBC Sports Chicago.
They gotta have dual shot on that.
They got the wide angle.
The wide angle.
That's right. Because it's him.
Poor Horace.
The three analysts are Will Perdue, who's 7'2".
Right.
Who probably has to sit in a child's chair to equal out. Kendall Gill, who's still in good shape.
Always.
And Ho and Horace Grant. So those three take up a lot of space. A lot of wide bodies going on there. Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. And Horace Grant, I think I said this on the last podcast, but he's from the Clemson Hall of Fame or something now, so he wears his jacket sometimes, and it's kind of creepy.
Big and orange?
Yeah, yeah, big and orange.
Power
looks like he looks like the orange from Syracuse. like from Syracuse. Not from Auburn, but from Syracuse.
Oh. Well, so, top two off the board.
Top two off the board.
We've got the top 50 here. And when we had talked about this before, I was thinking, oh, you know, they're the holdup, right?
That was the thought, was that they're the holdup, and then after that.
And then after that, things are going to fall like dominoes.
Right.
Unbeknownst to me, pretty much things had been going on all along, but the names weren't big enough to be national.
To move the
needle. Or at least catch my attention.
Right.
So we've got the top 50 here. The only folks left to be acquired at this point, at number 7, we have Dallas Keuchel.
Mm-hmm.
At number 25, we have Gio Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Are the White Sox reinterested?
No.
Okay.
No. Not for the third time. No.
Number 27, Mr. Adam Jones.
Who?
Exactly. And number 49, Evan Gattis.
There is one name he left off. It was somewhere in the teens. It was Craig Kimbrell.
Oh, I did.
Also
thank you.
There. You're welcome.
Great call.
Yes.
Kreger's was 12, actually.
Now, the fear, the rumor,
mm-hmm.
which is also the fear in my head, is that there's rumors that he is talking to the Twins, which I know.
Yeah.
As a Sox fan, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but they're not ready to go anywhere.
But he can make a big difference. I mean, that whole division is up for grabs if you get the right guy.
Okay.
Right. Like, the Indians are... Dog, they're not good.
No.
And with Lindor being hurt, Oh, no, it's not Lindor. Is it?
I think so.
Ramirez or Lindor? I forget which one. Anyway, one of the two.
No, I think it's Frank.
Pull their calf, and they're out. They're out for a bit. So you've got, I mean, Cleveland, all their pitchers are all pretty good. Like, all their starting pitchers are really good. All they do is strike people out, pretty much.
Right.
But their bullpen's,
suspect.
And their offense is kind of, nah. And the Twins getting Kimbrel, I mean, that could mean the difference. Could.
Right.
I mean, the Twins don't really have starting pitching, especially since we took one of their best pitchers away. Yeah. Big Irv.
Take that.
Big Irv.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Big Irv on here.
You can't have Manny Machado, Jay, but we got Big Irv, baby, in a minor league contract.
Signed
Let's do
a minor league contract, but he's on this top 50 list.
Big Irv.
At, come on, where'd you go, man?
I actually like Big Irv a lot, for the record. As a Sox fan, I'm not upset by that at all.
He's number 45, so he's in the top 50.
It's costing you nothing.
And he didn't even get signed to a big league deal.
Right, let's go through.
Yet he's considered one of the top 50
free agents. Let's go through the awesomeness of this deal, right?
Right.
So if he's bad, you just get rid of him because you're paying him nothing. If he's good, you can flip him. Maybe if in the mid, in June, July, you can flip him for a pick or a prospect. Or you just keep him. I mean, like, it's a win, it's a complete win for the White Sox.
Oh, and speak of the devil, Joe.
Yeah.
Lance Lynn was who I was trying to think of earlier.
Ooh, Lance Lynn.
Was a Yankee, now a Ranger.
Yeah. Don't know how I feel about Lance Lynn.
Okay.
He's an pitcher. He's just a pitcher. He's just a guy that goes out there, does nothing.
He's older than I thought he was, though. He's 31.
He does nothing bad, but he doesn't necessarily do anything good, right? He just kind of goes out there and throws the ball around.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like James Shields. Like, he's not the worst pitcher in the world, but he's not all that good either.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of, he's out there. But I'm looking forward to see what happens with those guys. especially Keuchel. There's talk, actually, I thought I read somewhere that the Phillies might be going after Keuchel too.
Really?
Or the Padres. Like, they already have their big fish.
Yeah.
And now they're getting the string along fish behind it.
And I don't want to sound all sour grapes, but I don't know what Arrieta is going to do for him this year. I mean, this late half, late in the season.
I mean, you keep throwing him until he doesn't.
Right.
Right?
No, I know, but, and do you remember, like, he got shelled in one game and, like, completely went off and ripped the defense?
Yeah.
And he was never the same after that.
No, he wasn't.
So I don't know.
I don't know. Getting Harper on that team too will help a lot.
Like, you think?
It'll give him a swagger. I mean, like, there's a lot more to getting you're getting than Harper, the guy.
Right.
Right.
Like you said, the brand.
There's a swagger to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Phillies are gonna have that swagger when they come rolling into town, into your town, Jay. In a town near you. I don't know how good or bad they're gonna be. Like, they sounds like they could use Dallas Keuchel a lot. But who knows? Who knows how good they're going to be? I mean, and the Braves are still going to be good. Like, the Braves have the pitching. They have Ronald Cunha. They have players on their team, at least.
Right.
The Mets are going to be, they got Robbie Cano, but big deal in the Mets.
Yeah.
Marlins are terrible. So, I mean, that division, again, it's certainly up for grabs. And we were talking about the NL Central earlier. In our pre-production meeting.
We were.
And by pre-production, I mean we put some vinyl on and listen to it. The Cardinals, they've done more than the Cubs.
Yes, they have.
And that's what irritated the hell out of you.
Well, it just, I was interested to see that out of the top 50 free agents, the only thing the Cubs did was let go of Daniel Murphy.
Correct.
They acquired no one.
None in the top 50 and... The Cardinals got, they traded for Goldschmidt.
They did.
They got signed Andrew Miller.
Correct.
And they could be in play for another player, possibly. I don't know. But, and that's an improvement to their team. The Reds made that big trade, right? They got Puig.
Yeah.
And others, the Reds are going to be better. Reds are plus 1,000 to win the division.
Wow. I did not know that.
I'd pluck 10 on that if I could. Oh, wait, I can't.
No.
I may be able to by the end of the year.
That's right.
By the time it's too late, but.
Yeah, that's kind of a big, slow outfield they have.
It is.
But they always kind of have, right?
Yeah, Fowler's not Dexter Fowler close to it anymore.
No.
That's a lot of – Busch Stadium is not a small stadium.
Wait.
Are we talking about the Cardinals?
We were talking about the Reds.
Oh, the Red. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, but the good news is that that's a small park.
Right.
So – I thought we were talking about the Cardinals, sorry.
But
the Phillies, yeah, Puig. They got rid of Billy. They got rid of Billy Hamilton.
They did.
He's gone.
He's a Royal.
I think minor league Royal.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he even signed to a major league deal.
Oosh.
I don't think.
Well, his steals were down last year.
Yeah.
By like 20.
Yeah. But you don't have a lot of ground to cover there.
I guess that's true.
It's insane.
But they got that other thumper. Who's the young kid? Not
Adam.
I want to say Adam McKay, but it's not.
Right, it's not. It'll come to me later.
Right.
It's like the deal with the White Sox, right? They're in a little bit, I know this is weird to say as a White Sox fan, but they're in a little bit of a pickle in the outfield because you got Eloy coming up in early May or late April. As soon as his Super 2 status is over, he can, right?
Right.
So got Eloy coming up. You've got John Jay, who you signed. You've got Adam Engel. You've signed. You've got Nicky Delmonico.
Nicky Stakes. My guy.
You re-signed Charlie Tilson to a minor league deal, and you have Yonder Alonso, who I don't think can play the outfield, but maybe he can. I'm not really 100% sure on all that. But what I can tell you is once Eloy comes up, he's going to play left, I imagine.
Okay.
And you also have Daniel Polka.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got a lot of people. There's only three spots. You can't play five outfielders. What are you going to do? Like you signed John. I mean, the reason you signed John Jay is so you could have an easier way to sign Machado, which didn't happen.
Right.
Because really, you don't need John Jay.
No.
You don't. You have Adam Engel. You don't need. I mean, John Jay's a better hitter. Don't get me wrong. Don't confuse things. But from a defensive standpoint, Adam Engel, there's nobody, I would argue, Adam Engel defensively is probably a top 10 outfielder.
Right.
Like, that's how good he is. Like, I watched a quarter of their games in person. Every pitch. And I can tell you, that guy gets to everything.
Okay.
If it's hit anywhere near where he can get it, he's going to get it.
All right.
Period.
Now, if John Jay is in your starting lineup, he's leading off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think so. That's why you could afford to have Abisail Garcia in right and Delmonico in left because they're not going to run and get balls.
No.
Like, you can afford to do that if you have a good center fielder. Losing Hamilton for the Reds may be a detriment defensively because he absolutely got to everything.
Right.
He may not have caught it, but he certainly would get to it. Right. And it's going to be interesting what the White Sox end up doing. Because I don't know what the plan for the infield set. That's done.
Right.
For now.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're still pining for a third baseman, though.
Yeah.
And Moustakas would really have looked really good over there.
I so wanted Mike Moustakas, man. That would have been great.
Yeah.
But not to be. So so they're going to go with Makata at third, which is weird. They just flipped Yalmer Sanchez and Makata.
Okay.
So Makata's going to play third. Sanchez is going to play second.
Okay.
Tim Anderson short, obviously, and Abreu / Alonso at first. My guess is Abreu and Alonso will just flip out. One will DH, one will play first.
So is your – okay. You just answered my question.
Yeah. And then you got Big Wellington.
Welly.
P.E.D. Castillo.
Uh-oh.
With James McCann as his backup. And that's your offense. Doesn't scare anybody. Doesn't scare me. Unless one of those, like Polka or Delmonico, really steps up their game. Right, because even with Eloy, Eloy batting in front of or behind Jose Abreu, they can just walk the other guy, or pitch around him or whatever. Right,
right.
Like it's you don't have a deep enough offensive prowess to win a lot of games. Put it that way, I guess that's the best way to put it. And their pitching's kind of like the White Sox. They're going to be better than they were last year. How much better? I don't know, but they're not going to lose 100 games again.
And I missed this the first time I was checking it out. Kelvin Herrera, number 26 on the free agent list.
White Sox.
Yes, sir.
Injured.
Okay.
Still. I think he's – but I'm trying to remember what his injury is. I want to say it was an ankle injury.
Okay.
I don't think it's his arm that's the problem. I think it's his ankle.
If there were
only a way. But yeah, the bullpen's going to be great. And I, anytime the Sox go out and sign bullpen guys, it makes me happy because if you're good, you need them. If you're bad, then you flip them like they did with Joakim Soria last year.
Right.
You just flip them and that's that.
And like they would have liked to have done with the Big Game James.
Yeah, but he just wasn't.
He's an innings eater, Joe. Yeah, somebody's got to want him, right?
Yeah.
Down the run for the.
Nope. Yeah, he doesn't sign anywhere. Notice that?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
They do. But yeah, they. I don't know about. Like I said, I've not heard a peep about James Shields signing anywhere.
No. And he's not on the top 50 list.
No?
Just in case anybody was curious.
He's not. What?
No, sir.
What?
Yeah, and I was joking with Joe before. I mean, Urban Santana at 45, the guy signs to a minor league deal, and you're thinking, what if you're after him? Like Matt Harvey.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Come on. I'm going to get signed to the big club, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Nor do I.
No. But the Cubs are going to be, and the Cubs are basically is the same team we're going to have last year, right? With no additions.
And that's, I mean, that's your gamble right there. That you're going to say, we had a weird year. We had an injury year. Mm-hmm. We had guys underperforming that we didn't expect to underperform.
Right.
So now we take what we have and see what it's really supposed to look like.
Right.
And hopefully not have to pay out the ass.
Right. And I saw on Twitter that Darvish pitched today, I want to say.
Okay.
And he said that he's felt the best he's felt in a long time. He's throwing 97, apparently.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Okay.
I don't know how true that is, but because it wasn't on TV.
Right.
I can't believe a Sox-Cubs game, even from early spring training, isn't on television.
Right.
That seems odd to me.
I mean, that seems like it's tailor-made for GN.
Yes. One would think.
Yeah.
But nope. It was not on television.
All right. So what else you got for me, Joe?
Who's going to be the Bears' next kicker, Jay?
Anyone?
Anyone. That's a great answer. Because they are going to cut Cody Parkey.
Yes.
Once the league year starts.
Correct. They do have to wait for that.
Yes, they do.
You don't draft a kicker?
No. No, you don't draft a
really?
Kicker.
Really? I mean...
No.
Come on.
No, you're right.
You call a bunch of guys into camp. There's enough retreads out there that somebody had taken at some point.
Yep.
And again, I mean, kicking in Soldier Field is a special thing.
It's difficult. And
Kevin Butler will be the first to tell you.
And Robbie Gould will also tell you that.
About
and Robbie,
the swirling wind.
Did you see what the Niners did?
They re-signed him.
They franchised him.
Oh, that's right. That's what they did.
Which is, who franchises a fucking kicker?
But at his
apparently
age.
Apparently they did, and so he gone. He's not available for the Bears.
For anyone.
Nope. So, yeah, you're right. I think they bring in maybe some unsigned free agents or rookie, kids that didn't get drafted.
Right.
Bring as many kickers as you can in and have a competition, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're not going to go out and you're not going to draft a kicker. You're not going to do that.
No.
Don't do that.
No. They already paid. They already paid too much.
Yeah, no, they paid way,
What are they paying him? $3 million?
Three and a half
not to kick.
Three and a half to go home.
Yeah.
As Coach Nagy said, he said it was more of a me move than a we move when he went on the Today Show.
The Today Show to explain himself.
Yeah. That's never going to fly with Nagy or
any organization.
Ryan Pace. Right. No organization's going to. Well, maybe the Raiders because they're just dumb.
The Raiders.
They're just stupid. They could use a pass rusher, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, off the top of your head, Janikowski, highest kicker picked?
I think so.
Ever?
Well, there was that Roberto Aguayo was picked in the second round.
Correct.
But I think, wasn't Janikowski a first
rounder? He was a first rounder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seabass. Yeah.
I can't hear his name without thinking of that playoff game, the last one. The Seattle-Dallas one.
Uh-huh.
When the line was 3.5 or whatever, and this guy is looking at his screen just like,
oh, that's right.
Oh, they scored a touchdown. That's right. They go for one onside kick. We win the bet. We're good.
Uh-huh.
Forgetting that Janikowski died earlier in the game.
Oh.
And they had to go for two.
Yes.
And they got it, and it pushed the line against him. He was not happy.
Not a happy chappy.
No. Yeah, sports gambling might come sooner than later.
The speculation that I've heard is around Super Bowl time.
That wouldn't surprise me.
They won't be able to get it in quick enough for March Madness.
No, for this March Madness?
Right.
No. Maybe for NFL.
The start of the NFL season?
Yeah, maybe.
Would be the earliest, I would imagine.
They have, they've already had bills introduced about it.
Right.
Pritzker even, I think, is counting on it in his budget.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's counting on it to help rebuild roads and shit like that.
Right, and he put in the high speculation.
Yeah, which didn't is even not, which we talked about before.
What would we say, $200 million, like $600
million? It was $2 to $600 million. He put $600
million, yeah.
Which is probably a bad idea.
Come on, man.
Go with the $200 million, and then if you don't get it.
At least split the difference.
And if you get more than that, then it's gravy.
Right.
But, man, come on now.
Because you don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, right. And keep in mind, too, that there's a Twitter account. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. It gets retweeted, so that's why I don't know what it is. But, they list every month what the casinos in Vegas generate,
mm-hmm.
like what generates what. Sportsbook generates X, da da da, whatever. And every single month, without fail, penny slots raise more money for the casinos by a tenfold over sports betting.
Oh, sure, because
Ma and Pa Kettle flying in from Central Illinois,
right.
Aren't going to go sports bet.
Easy J Hood.
They're going to play, right, exactly. They're not going to play, right, or from Iowa.
There you go. Okay. I'll accept it.
Good. From Iowa.
It'll make the coach mad.
They're not going to go place a little something on the Cubs game. Oh, well, from Iowa they might, but.
Right.
For the most part.
No, I gotcha.
They're not going to go.
The first thing that I thought of was, well, sure, you can rig the machines.
Right. Right. Phyllis from Berwyn isn't going to go place a bet on the Bears.
Well, Phyllis might.
Phyllis is a bit of a gambler, but I think she's going to go play the slots and drink.
Okay.
That's just my guess.
Because I can't bet against the Bears.
That's right. I can't bet against the Bears.
They're going to win.
I'm going to go play penny slots instead.
Oh, Phyllis.
I mean, it's a...
Save your money.
It's like I said, it's tenfold.
Yeah.
Tenfold difference.
Hey, speaking of Vegas.
Yeah.
The wife is working on a plan right now to take the baby to Vegas for her birthday.
What?
Yeah, she's 12. So where would any 12-year-old want to go?
Vegas.
Sure. So we're going to do that specifically to see the...
Fountains?
No, the Beatles Love Show.
Oh, great.
Before it goes away.
Okay. Fantastic idea.
So...
what date is that? Let me clear it on my calendar.
Yeah, it's like the first week in June, I think.
We'll all
fly together.
That's right.
Well, she found a deal.
I'll be not there. I'll not be at the Beatles show. I'll be at the crap table if you need me.
Yes, sir.
And the sports book if you need me.
Hey, craps, hey now. Craps is the best odds and days.
It is the lowest house edge.
Yeah. Yes,
true. Actually, I think technically Baccarat, but nobody plays Baccarat unless you're...
James Bond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Archer.
There you go.
That's right.
So no,
you have to be a spy to play Baccarat.
My wife found a deal that was insane. It was like for the three of us, round trip and hotel, $1,400.
That's super cheap.
I know, right?
For three people,
it's crazy.
Are you flying from Old Bloomington here? Or you,
no, I think we're out of Midway.
Okay, so you got to drive all the way to Midway.
Yeah, and normally, you know, I think at the $30 a day parking under the thing, I figure that in. Mm-hmm. But with prices like this, dude,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll pay my $90 or $100 and be like, thank you.
Deuces. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, Vegas is fun. I got married in Vegas.
Yes,
and we took my stepdaughters there with us. They were at the time 7 and 6, roughly, maybe 8 and 7, something like that. We found quite a bit to do, to be honest with you. There was quite a bit to do. We went swimming a lot.
Sure.
So
that's a plan.
That's a huge plan.
Yeah.
There's also the Secret Garden at the Mirage,
oh,
which is like a little zoo Ooh. Little thing. Kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And there, I don't know, does she like roller coasters and stuff like that?
That's at New York, New York, right?
Yeah. She ride the roller coaster in New York, New York.
Nice.
The food there is ridiculously good. I love going to
Vegas.
We
thought about staying there. I think we're going to stay in at Mandalay Bay, but
yeah,
we're staying at one of the MGM properties.
Okay. That's cool.
That was where the deal was through. So.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, I used to always stay at Caesars or the Flamingo.
I stay at the cheapest, not complete dump that I can stay at.
So not Circus Circus?
No.
Okay.
Not Circus Circus.
Just checking out.
No. No. By the way, I believe Circus Circus is an MGM property, I think.
Is
I
it?
I could be wrong, yeah.
Dumpus.
That's right.
That's right.
I've stayed at Luxor, which was okay. I stayed at the Tropicana twice. I like the Tropicana.
The Trop.
Kind of cool. Kind of old school, which I like.
Right.
Well,
and that was Vince Vaughn's biggest gripe in Swingers was how Vegas is now like Disneyland.
It is. It's pretty much
family oriented. And
I've stayed, not proudly, by the way, but I've stayed, yes, Jay, at the Hooters Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
I did not know there was such a thing.
There is. It's behind the Trop.
I've always wanted to stay at the Hard Rock there.
They're moving the Hard Rock.
Are they?
Yeah.
And I never have because it's ridiculous. I mean, they yeah. want like $250 a night for a room, and you're like, but what?
Well, yeah, and they're not even on the Strip.
No, they are far away.
Yeah. So the story behind the Hooters Hotel.
Please.
Is we were there for my buddy's bachelor party,
mm-hmm.
and I had a friend. This is when I was living on my own. Money was tight, whatever. And he's like, okay, I told him I could afford the airfare
mm-hmm.
or the hotel, but I can't do both.
Right.
That's how, you know.
Yeah, you were cutting it tight.
That's the way
it was. You're a young guy.
And he's like, well, I've got flyer miles. So I'll buy your plane ticket.
Sweet.
I'm like, great. And then I'll get the hotel. So that was squared away. Well, it was a group decision made after. So Hooters Hotel it was.
Okay.
Not the dumpiest dump I've ever stayed in, I'll say that.
Right.
Not far off, though.
Oh, really?
Pretty, yeah.
Were you concerned about the sheets?
Very.
Okay.
The room in general.
All right.
Yeah. But
you didn't want to take
there
in
are,
one of those
there
Mark
are,
Sepulsa.
There are stories I could tell you
black
about my time
there
that would take 5 podcasts.
Oh.
That was a fun night. That was a fun weekend. That was a real fun weekend. Interesting stuff happens left and right. It was fun. It was a good weekend.
Yeah.
And then the last time I went, we went for my nephew's 21st birthday. And we stayed at the Trop. My wife and I stayed at the Trop and had a blast. It was fun. It was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time. We were out there. It was 3 or 4 years ago now. But I'll recommend a nice restaurant for you. Well, it's not really a nice restaurant, but it's a good restaurant in my opinion. I mean, of the hundreds of restaurants on the Strip, I mean, there's tons of places to go eat.
Right.
But there's a place right by Bally's across from Bellagio.
Okay.
The one with the fountains, Bellagio.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Batista's.
Okay.
And it's Italian food. Good. It's pretty good Italian food. It's a little pricey, but everything in Vegas is pricey. So.
Well, yeah.
But you get a premium, you get a, it's all included. It's like a 3-course deal. You get like tiramisu at the end.
Right.
You get your entree and then a appetizer to start with.
Okay.
It's good.
So the
it includes wine and it includes soup.
That's good. Kendall, and she needs
right.
It.
She's needs all the wine. That's yeah. right. Such a wino. That's right. But yeah, I recommend it's a called
so
Batista's.
It's Dave Batista's.
It is spelled differently. I wish it was. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right?
If Dave Batista came out and powerbombed Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Through the buffet, through
Triple
the buffet
H,
table. That's right.
Right through the
old table.
The shrimp cocktail.
That's right. Right in your shrimp cocktail. It's spelled differently, but it's a cool place. I like it. Cool. And I recommend highly. How long are you there for? A week?
Oh no, dude. My wife and I decided a long time ago.
Yeah.
That 3 days in Vegas is enough.
Correct. You're 100% correct.
And then, the fourth day would be the travel day.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay. So my advice is take the monorail a lot.
Okay.
Especially if you're staying at MGM properties. I think the monorail links up most of the MGM properties on that side of the Strip.
Right.
It's on the MGM side of the Strip. So that'd be if you're facing north, it's on the east side of the Strip.
Got it.
Take the monorail. It will save you a shit ton of money. cabs.
Yeah.
Plentiful. Crazy. Really expensive. Yeah. Crazy expensive.
And the cab, the last cab we had, the dude just stunk.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yes. Yeah. We went.
It just reeked in there.
I went downtown. Last time I was there, a guy from work flew in for the night, basically.
Oh, you went downtown? To Old Town?
To Old Town.
Nice.
And he came in for the night. So I kind of broke away from the party there because everybody was just hammered drunk. And me and him went downtown and played craps at the Golden Nugget.
Okay.
And stuff like that right downtown.
Right.
It was a almost $40 cab ride.
Oh, my God.
From the Strip, from the Tropicana to...
Really?
Yeah.
And not... You didn't go out to the Bunny Ranch?
No.
Okay.
No, we played poker, actually. Played poker at Binion's, and we played craps at... Not was in the Golden Nugget, Four Queens.
Okay.
Four Queens. They're right there on the corner from each other, so...
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It was a good time. Hell of a good time. But we split a cab on the way back because he was staying at Planet Hollywood.
Okay.
And I was staying at Trop, and MGM is the kind of in between the two.
So okay.
We dropped us off at MGM, and we just both walked our separate ways. He left. He took a different – he went a different time because he wanted to go to a restaurant he saw in Triple D.
Okay.
Like a Thai restaurant or something.
All right.
So he did that and then went downtown.
And for the unwashed, let him know that it's drive-ins.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That's and Dives. Triple D. Yeah. Guy Fieri, my guy. Everybody asked me, so did you see the game last night at home? And I'm like, no. Mm-mm. I was watching Triple D. Sorry. I'm a Food Network junkie and History Channel. That's all I watch.
And you refuse to say Fieri.
I'm not saying Fieri. No, okay. Guy Fieri.
All right.
That's right. Just like Shawan Dunstan. That's right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That is right, buddy. That's right. I'm going to call Top Out Boo. Still yeah. Bad. Still bad. But Lauri Markkanen the other night had like 50 points or some crazy fucking shit.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, did you see that 5 overtime game they had? Bulls won in overtime.
Okay.
It was like 158 to 155.
All right.
Something like that. It was nuts. Like they just kept.
How far away are they from the first pick?
Let me look. If there's only a way.
If there were.
Scoreboard. No, that's not what I want. No, standings.
That's a negatory good, buddy.
That's right. Well, the Bulls right now are 18-46. It's a big pile of bad.
That's not good.
Phoenix is far worse. They're 13-51.
Okay.
They're really bad.
So they're 5 games out of the first pick.
The Knicks are 13-50. And the Cavs are 15-48.
So it's going to be a race to the bottom again.
I don't think the Bulls are going to be in the race to the bottom.
You don't?
No. I don't think so. No, the Cavs are in, the Cavs are terrible. And the Suns are just abysmally bad. And they play in the West. So on paper, they may be as good as the Bulls, but because they play in the West and play all these great teams.
Right.
They're not that good.
Okay.
I mean, and Bron, Lakers, 30-33.
Yeah.
Where's the rings, buddy? I thought you were going to win when you were out there. And the thing is this. In the NBA, you have to have the stud.
Right.
To win. Mm-hmm. You have to have A1 stud.
Correct.
Now, the Warriors have 3, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers have 1. Bulls have none. But you not only need that, you need complementary pieces to that.
You do.
That can't cost you a lot of money because you've already spent the bulk of your money on one dude.
Right.
Right? So you need guys to take pay cuts, basically, to come play and win.
Yes.
Right? Who's going to take a pay cut to come play for the Bulls?
Oh, no one.
Nobody. Who's going to? Who are they going to give a max contract to? Nobody.
Mm-mm.
Maybe Markkanen, maybe.
I mean, they threw all that money at LaVine because they had to spend it.
Right. Yeah, there's a floor. They have to spend so much.
Jeez.
So they're not only do the Bulls not have anybody good, other than maybe Lauri Markkanen. I mean, Zach LaVine's not that at all.
No.
Chris Dunn's dead.
Right.
Robin Lopez is playing Sideshow Bob in the next Simpsons movie.
Markkanen is like if he's the fourth best guy on your team,
you're looking good.
You're looking good.
Yep. He can't be the best guy.
He can't be the best guy on your team. He can't even be the second best guy on your team.
And if you're trying to win, like that doesn't. It's not gonna work.
No.
I mean, to be fair. They're not trying to win. Right. But unfortunately, it doesn't really seem like they're trying to lose either.
Yeah. Five overtimes.
Right?
Right.
It's just like, I don't know. They're weird. Like I said, in the offseason, I've said this before, they just fire everybody. Start from scratch.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
It's finally there.
You have to make it a destination.
It's finally there.
Yeah.
I mean, and if Paxton survives another year,
I'd be shocked.
Foreman's got to be gone, right?
They both have to be gone, probably. And, yeah. And the Hawks yesterday broke my heart. They broke my heart. Fredo, you broke my heart.
They were five points behind, right?
They were 3 points behind at one point. And then they went on a little tailspin here.
Yeah.
Tailspin finishing off. They play again tonight, but finishing off in L.A. on a day game, coming out and just crapping the bed. The Kings had not won in 10 straight games. 10 straight games without 2 points.
So,
and they get out and just get outplayed for 60 minutes.
You think
minutes.
Overlooked it?
Maybe, because they got the Ducks tonight. It's possible. The Sharks tonight. The Sharks are a really good team. They're very good. They are going to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And if you have any hope for the season, it's tough to have must-win games in early March.
Yeah.
This is a must-win game. Like, they got to win. This has to happen today. It's got to happen. They got to win. And if they don't win,
stop the skid.
There's nothing going on. There's nothing going on. And there's all this talk of Kane as MVP, which on paper may be true.
Okay.
But in real life, on a last place team, or a non-playoff team, I should say, maybe not a last place team, but as a non-playoff team, he ain't going to win the MVP.
No Sammy Sosa prowler for
him.
No. Now, I haven't heard anything about the streak. Is it done?
Yes.
Okay.
It's over. Yeah. I killed that streak. That's my fault. Because I was at the game that he didn't score. It's my fault. Actually, this all happened. I scored a couple games back-to-back, and they lost both games. It's my fault.
Joey.
Sorry. I got the game Thursday.
How about the cat?
Real good.
Still.
Real, real good. Yeah, he's good. He's part of the future. Like, the future is not terribly bad. But now the problem is money. Now you're getting into a point where Brent Seabrook's not great.
No.
Duncan Keith's not great.
No.
And you're paying them great money.
Old.
Yeah, they're old with a no trade clause.
And no teeth.
Well, Duncan Keith's taste. Yeah. I mean, Seabrook still has teeth.
Right.
Duncan Keith? Nope.
He's got no teeth.
He's got chiclets everywhere. Dude. Yeah, that was so brutal. Like, dude, what are you doing? It's brutal. But at any rate, I digress. But the Hawks are going to be, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to do something free agency and bring in another player. But I don't know what that something is going to be. I don't know what they can do, considering all the money that they've spent so far. I don't know. And back to the NFL real quick.
Sure.
I think the salary cap went up $10 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's $10 more million to play with. Bears.
That the Bears won't spend.
No, they won't spend it. This is fine. I don't care. Like, there's right. talk. Let's talk of them. We can talk about this. So they're talking about Le'Veon Bell and or Antonio Brown.
No.
I don't want either of those teams.
No.
Not on a young team like this.
No.
No. Mm-mm. I don't need that crap.
Mm-mm.
I don't need that crap.
I thought Bell was a Jet now.
I don't think it's official.
Oh, okay.
I think it's rumored.
Okay.
But yeah, they're talking about getting Antonio Brown.
No.
I can't see that happening.
Mm-mm.
Le'Veon Bell, perfect Jet.
Yeah.
And I have Jets fans as friends.
Sure you do.
Perfect Jet.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. On the field, he's fine.
Yeah.
But, man, all that off-field bullshit. The weed.
Yeah. And just, I mean, the
arrogance.
Defiance of, yeah. I'm smoking weed.
Yeah.
What do you do about it?
Right. And I'm holding out. That's it. I'm just going to hold out. And then even when he could have come to camp and could have made amends and could have made $6 million, it's like, nah.
No.
Nah, I'm good.
I choose not to.
It's like, okay, well, that's your dealio, buddy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what
you're doing. And you're just burning good years.
Yeah, left and right.
Yeah.
Left and right.
And I'm not, far be it for me to hold up Big Ben as any kind of guidance or guideline or good person. Right. But when he comes out against your work ethic and,
yeah.
I mean, Mike Tomlin said that Brown quit
right
on the team.
Right. So, I mean if he, right. Come on. If he does that, then you can't have him on your team. Not a young team like this.
No.
No way. No. Uh-uh. And to be honest with you, I'm not so sure Antonio Brown is the kind of receiver you need on this team. I don't think they need another receiver.
Not now. That was last year.
Yeah, before last season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
You need another running back?
Yeah, I still don't get it. I don't understand why they're crapping on Jordan Howard. I don't.
Other than the fact that they think he can't catch out of the backfield.
Every tough yard you needed.
Yeah.
He pretty much got.
At the end of the year.
Yeah. Not so much earlier. Right. Toward the end of the year.
Yeah.
When you're making that playoff run, every tough yard that you needed to get, he got.
And a lot of times he'd get you 10 or 12.
And I'm not saying that the person that would replace him wouldn't get it.
Right.
But we know he would.
Right.
So it's tough for me to sit there and go,
well,
deuces.
We were amazed. I mean, well, we had zero expectations, right? As a rookie, when he first got here.
Oh, of course.
And he did what he did, and it's like, wow, how good can this guy be? And then there was a couple of years where he was what he is. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I guess, you know, if he's a Thomas Jones or a...
If he's good enough, right? No one's Raymond Harris. I mean,
right.
He is the ultra back. Let's be fair.
Right.
To be fair.
Yeah. And he's not Matt Forte.
No. Right.
But if he's... if he's Anderson, if he's Neil Anderson,
yeah,
be pretty good, right?
Yeah,
or like I said,
I'll
Thomas
take
Jones.
I would take that. Absolutely.
With a little side of the human joystick as a,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, for sure.
As a thunder and lightning, because it seems like that's what the league.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like everybody. There's no load backs anymore, with the exception of, like you said, Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
I mean,
right. And again, you don't want that on your team.
No.
If you're a young team.
No.
Which would surprise me if he's going to the Jets. That surprises me.
Yeah?
Team like they maybe.
Yeah, that would be another good fit.
Or maybe the Broncos. They could have used them.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's just weird. It's a weird dichotomy. I know I don't want him.
Right.
Where he should go, I don't know. But I know he shouldn't be on the Bears.
Right.
That much I know.
And
his talent is off the charts good. Don't get me wrong. If that was the only basis for our analysis, I should say, then great. But
he doesn't have the desire to win that would make him a fit at New England either.
Right.
Right.
Belichick isn't going to put up with that shit.
No.
Not at all.
And he'll take guys Bell will go to the next team. Right. Let's say he sucks.
Yeah.
And then that's when he goes
that's
to
when
New
he goes
England
to get him. Right.
For the humble pie and the, rebuild the image.
You're going to do what I tell you to do. You're not going to do anything I don't tell you to do.
And you'll win.
And you'll win.
And
you'll go to the playoffs every single
because
year.
Because we won't pay you.
Right.
We'll showcase you. We'll make you look good for another team. You can go there and make their money.
We're a factory.
Right.
We just,
in
and out. That's it. Done, in and out. Boom, boom.
The number of.
Move on.
5'1" white receivers. They cranked those guys out.
Fucking, they signed Shea McClellan. They had Shea McClellan on their team.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they did.
Bad. Bad. For a year.
You're not good.
You're not good, Shea McClellan.
Yeah.
Hit the bricks.
No. Kick rocks. Man.
That name will forever haunt me. Shea McClellan. Forever haunt
you
me.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Because all the defensive linemen they could have drafted, legit pass rushers.
Right.
And they didn't.
And they get a guy
this
that
guy
doesn't put his hand on the ground.
That they were hoping would be Brian Urlacher part two. And what they failed to realize is nobody is going to be Brian Urlacher two.
There's no freak.
He's
is vanilla freak.
He was his own thing, man.
Yeah.
They don't make guys like that. They don't just happen.
No, he was a throwback.
Man. Oh, man. Clock on the wall, Jason.
I don't know, but I'm starting to think we need to take you to the hospital,
Jason. I know. This Ebola is just the worst. If you look like this.
Well, I'll need some beer.
Yes, of course. We all need some beer, don't we?
We do.
In one way or another. Thank you for listening to this episode of It's That Podcast, episode 58. Hope this turned out better than the last one, because the last one was tough to listen to.
Yeah.
In terms of the echo and the submarine and everything.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook, Jay. I don't know if you knew this.
Really?
Yeah. www.facebook.com/itsthatpod.
Okay.
You can find us on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason, you are at J.
The Ladder.
Sleet Shirley. You can email us, joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and now Alexa, just by saying, hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast. We want to thank you guys for listening and hope you enjoyed this episode of It's That Podcast. Fuck the back.
I am Kevin Yannick.